AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kosell. The two convicted killers who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Institute in upstate New York are still on the loose, but there's been another arrest. A prison guard believed to have delivered tools inside frozen meat to the inmates. Attorney Andrew Brockway represents Gene Palmer.
My client was charged with three felonies and a misdemeanor. I'm not going to comment any further and get in depth on the charges themselves at this point. I need to meet with my client.
Palmer appeared before a judge in Plattsburgh last night. The judge set bail at $25,000, pending arraignment later today. The site of a massacre a week ago at the Emmanuel AME Church is being reclaimed by parishioners pledging to remember the loved ones they lost in a shooting. Members of the late Reverend Clemente Pinckney's flock and non-church members packed into the church's basement to attend last night's Bible study, the very activity where 1 week before, Pinckney and eight parishioners were gunned down.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for your grace and mercy and for another day's journey.
Yes. Interim Pastor Norvell Goff said their faith compelled them to return and continue the work Pinckney and others started. With Republican backing, a trade bill that President Obama pushed hard for has been approved by the Senate. The AP's Jerry Bolander reports a companion bill to the measure is slated for final congressional action later today.
As the fast-track trade bill goes to the president for his signature, the House is set to renew a program that's set to expire that's designed to help workers who were hurt by trade agreements. The Senate approved it by voice vote, and quick House approval is expected today.
The U.S. ambassador to France is reiterating American pledges of close cooperation in intelligence and security after revelations the NSA was eavesdropping on three French presidents. Ambassador Jane Hartley was called on to answer for the WikiLeaks revelations. This is AP Radio News. AAA is already looking ahead to the 4th of July weekend, estimating nearly 42 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home, a figure up fractionally from last year. The AP's Shirley Smith reports a stronger economy and cheaper gas are putting more Americans on the road.
While gasoline is priced just under a dollar a gallon less than last year, other travel costs are up. AAA estimates that mid-range hotels this holiday will cost 6 to 8% more, and airfare is 6% higher.
Actor Shia LaBeouf has been heard while filming in North Dakota on the set of the movie American Honey. Here's the AP's Jamie Fryer.
LaBeouf went to a hospital and needed stitches to his head and hand. A publicist for LaBeouf says the actor's injuries are minimal, and he's expected back at work today. TMZ first reported LaBeouf's accident.
It happened during a scene in which LaBeouf was to put his head through a glass window. Sandy Kosell, AP Radio News.